You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Thousands down tools as a general strike hits Argentina. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. It's only been a month since Argentina's president Javier Milei took office, but already big protests are set to take place over his plans to shake up the country's economy. Inflation in Argentina is running at 211% year on year. That's the highest level in 32 years. And President Milei wants to tackle that with public spending cuts, privatisation, and scrapping what he says are wasteful regulations. Unions, though, say it will leave their workers poorer. And later today, hundreds of thousands are expected to take to the streets of Buenos Aires in protest. The BBC's James Menendez is there.
We've come to a working-class neighbourhood some distance from central Buenos Aires and its handsome architecture and manicured parks. Here the grass grows long and the drab apartment blocks have seen far better days. People here are struggling to make ends meet, with prices rising by more than a fifth every month.
Hello there, I'm James. Hola, me llamo James.
Sí, hola, me soy llamo Oriana.
Oriana.
People like Oriana and Samir, a young couple in their early 20s, with a daughter, Kiara, who's just 18 months old. They live in a small flat with Samir's parents and his brother. Oriana tells me she's finding it hard to cope.
Every day we think about whether we're going to be able to pay the rent, whether we're going to be able to pay the building service charge. The bills. To that we have to add the food bill, transportation costs. It's very difficult and you're constantly asking yourself, am I going to make ends meet? What can I cook that today is not the same as yesterday, since everything is expensive? You're constantly worried.
It's not just poor families that are suffering deeply because of this economic crisis. Small businesses are really feeling the heat too. We've come to this small shop in Buenos Aires to talk to the owner here, and we've come to talk to him because a few years ago he had 12 of these small grocery shops. Now he has just two.
I believe that if the economic problems continue for three more months, I'll be in trouble. And I'll not be able to cover the cost of electricity, salaries, taxes.
We've just come down the street a bit from Claudio's shop and there's a queue of people standing by the road. There's a blackboard sign advertising eggs for sale. They're about $2, $2.50 for 24 eggs. And there's a man who seems to be selling them out of the back of his car. Let's try and get a word.
Pablo,
can I just ask you, why are you selling like this? ¿Por qué vende así?
Porque es para una manera de poder ganarme la plata del diaria y de llegar a un mes tranquilo. Es la única manera que puedo llegar acá, en Argentina.
Okay, it's the only way that you can survive, the only way that you can make a living. Do you make a lot of money this way? ¿Gana bastante dinero vendiendo así?
No, no gano mucho. Gano un poco como para poder volver a comprar.
Okay, so you make just enough money to make it to the end of the month and you can offer people in the neighborhood a good price. Good luck, suerte.
Gracias. Muchísimas gracias a ustedes.
It is a common refrain here. We've been doing whatever it takes to get by. But many people's patience ran dry at the end of last year. And so they've thrown in their lot with Javier Milei, who promised a radical departure from the left-wing populism of the previous government, wielding on the campaign trail an actual and a metaphorical chainsaw to big government. Sergio Berenstein is a well-known political analyst here.
The key question is whether what he's now proposing is the right thing to do in terms of the speed of the adjustment. They want to basically have a balanced budget at the end of this year, which means a fiscal consolidation process of about 5.2% of GDP.
And when you say fiscal consolidation, you mean spending cuts, basically, spending cuts and putting up taxes.
And more taxes, yeah. So it's great they want to, get rid of inflation. But I don't think the average Argentine understands how rough this is going to be.
The BBC's James Menendez. Let's do the numbers. And European stocks are up after better-than-expected manufacturing data and strong results from tech companies. The Pan-Europe Stock 600 is up 0.8%, and shares in the Dutch semiconductor supplier ASML are up more than 6% after it posted its best-ever order numbers in the final 3 months of last year. Let's talk artificial intelligence. One way the technology is increasingly being used is to commit identity fraud. With more businesses using online verification tools to check customers are who they say they are, fraudsters are using AI to create sophisticated disguises and hack into other people's accounts. The BBC's Vivian Nunes reports.
Hey y'all, let's level up your productivity and motivation with some cool tips backed by psychology.
That's Matt Vasher. He runs a graphic design and digital marketing firm, and he also posts motivational videos on TikTok. At the end of 2020, Matt received a series of texts from an unknown number.
They really were out of the blue.
Matt was shocked to find text messages containing photos of his personal ID documents. First, the fraudster demanded money. Then, when Matt refused, he asked Matt to join him on another scam. Matt turned down the offer and thought nothing more about it until last month when Matt received an unwelcome letter from the Oregon Department of Revenue.
Stating I had earned just over $6,000 worth of unemployment insurance, which I never did.
Now he's struggling to prove it wasn't him who claimed the benefits for which a tax bill must be paid.
It can be really traumatic.
That's Gavin Burton. He spent more than 25 years in London's Metropolitan Police. Since then, he's worked as a consultant and co-founded UKIFA, the UK Identity Fraud Advisory.
There are websites out there on the internet where you can just type in your name and what type of document you want, and for a very small amount of money, it can generate basically an AI-generated document with all of that data.
So who's fighting against this growing army of identity thieves? Well, I'm in the fraud lab belonging to Onfido. That's an identity verification company whose headquarters are in the heart of London. So we've just taken a photo of me here and we've put it onto a template of a driver's license, somebody else's name and details, but my photo. And now with a printer that was just able to be bought online, we're printing out a fake ID.
Richard Tomsett is one of Onfido's experts in biometric fraud.
It's very sophisticated and the tools are now very easy to come by and increasingly easy to use.
Gavin Burton says there's an arms race going on between companies like Onfido and the fraudsters they're trying to stop. In London, I'm the BBC's Vivian Nunes for Marketplace.
That's all from us this morning. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.